Hi, this is Tim.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to our Foster Parenting Podcast.
We hope to educate and inform our friends, family,
and anyone who wants to listen
about our lives as foster parents.
Well, hello, and welcome to the second installment. We've heard from your feedback that what you really like is when we annoy one another and negotiate through the podcast on the fly. So for your entertainment purposes only, we will continue to test our marriage.
Right. Only for your entertainment. It's purely a show.
Consider donating at Foster Podcast for the counseling, you know.
Well, we don't have a lot of news. We have not met the girls yet. But we do have the placement worker for Andrea and Linda coming tomorrow. And she's going to, basically what happens when a placement worker comes to your house is she sits down with you, talks about the kids, she looks over your house.
Yeah, and that's kind of, it's kind of a surprise. The first time they do that, because we've been through licensing, the agency's already checked out our house, and then the county just has a policy that they continue to check on your house and make sure that you're still up to licensing, which when you think about it is probably a pretty good idea. But if you're not ready for it, it kind of throws you off. You're like, wait, didn't we already go through this?
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel like, wait, I already took this test, you know, I already graduated and what? But it's all right. It's, you know, it's better to be more cautious than
Not yeah. enough.
We're grateful that the county does that.
Yeah. Not for us, but for other people.
Yeah. They can go check those other people.
So the placement worker also has known the girls for a while, and she had a conversation with Wendy mm-hmm. and was telling her a little bit about their personalities and their trials. And one thing she said is that both have kind of gotten used to getting their way. And if they don't get it, they're likely to tantrum for an hour. Is this right?
Yeah. Hours of defiant behavior.
So we heard that and said, sounds great.
We've never had little kids in our house. So we're kind of going, well, you know, is that normal for a 3-year-old and a 4.5-year-old, or is that not normal? You know, we know they've been through stuff that's not normal, but maybe some of you moms and dads out there could comment on our blog and let us know if this is typical behavior or not for preschool age kids.
I'm a little ashamed to say this right now, but I'm kind of grateful that Wendy made me watch those hours of Super Nanny. Because they always find kids who tantrum for hours at a time, and
yeah,
and so it seems normal to me, or not normal, but it seems like it's a real life thing. It's not just these two girls that might do that. And you know, at the end of 30 minutes with Superman Nanny, they're great, so we'll be fine in, you know, a week or so.
But what we really wanted to just share tonight, you know, is just that we're waiting. Yesterday was kind of an interesting experience because I left a voicemail for our placement worker at the agency. There's two placement workers, one at the agency and one at the county. I left a message for the gal at the agency yesterday morning and did not hear back and did not hear back and did not hear back the whole day, which felt like a really long day because we were thinking, you know, could we meet them today? You know, we're excited for the next steps. And so in the afternoon, women, we love to find these reasons to get in touch. So I just happened to, you know, find a reason to email her a little thing and say, you know, I'm not that I'm overeager, but just wanted to mention this, which was nothing important. And so she did call me back and left a message saying that placement worker from the county is going to call you before the end of the day. But then it was 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock, and I didn't hear from her till 8:30. So it's just interesting, you know, the feeling of waiting, and having that being in somebody else's court, and, you know, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do except try to enjoy the quiet before having kids in our house, even when, you know, I'd really love to have kids in our house.
Yeah. And it's unusual for us because all of our other placements have been like emergency placements. Like, we've got to get them in the house right away. Like,
that's true.
You say yes and we'll show up in 2 hours. Not that real, but it practically speaking. So this is a little bit different. And it also, it sounded like that the county placement worker wants to evaluate us a little bit. And so as we were evaluating all those kids last week, all of a sudden the shoe's on the other foot. Mm-hmm. And she wants to know if we're good parents for these two little girls and wants to figure out if we can handle them.
Yeah.
She was kind of asking questions about our experience with 3 and 4 year olds and mm-hmm. such.
And so, then telling us that, you know, even though we had some experience with our friends' kids and stuff, that, you know, well, that experience is great, but it doesn't even matter because these kids are so different. And I'm kind of like, well, why'd you ask me in the first place? You know, I mean, if you don't really care, if you're going to invalidate the experience I had. Anyway.
Anywho.
Hopefully she's not listening tonight.
So what are we doing in the meantime? Well, we're learning a lot about setting up a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Today and last night, I got everything in our house that is pink and put it in the kids' room, you know, blankets, you know, a blanket I had when I was a little kid, a Care Bear, sheets.
So I walk in, Wendy says, come look at the kids' room, come look at the kids' room. And I walk in there and I said, oh, girls, huh? Like every dolly thing we have in the house is in that room and up somewhere right now. And that just got me to thinking, whoa, these are girls. Like in 10 years, they're going to be dating. Uh-oh. I'm not ready to start thinking about that yet. And they're not even in my house yet, but yeah, it's funny how that happens.
Actually, I was thinking 12 or 13 years, but maybe we could talk about that later.
We still need to talk about when our children are allowed to date.
Not to say they're going to be with us forever. It might just be a month, but, you know, we're open.
We're thinking about it. That's the thing you need to walk away from.
We are thinking about, you know, whether or not these girls never come live with us or stay with us for the rest of their lives. We've got it all figured out. So,
so that's pretty much it for today. As you can tell, we're learning a lot about foster parenting.
And if you have questions or if you want to comment, please visit our blog. We'd love to hear your comments. fosterpodcast.wordpress.com. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.